The Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
You're probably looking at, in the field, from Montana to Houston, I don't know, in the hundreds, certainly not in the thousands.
The owners of the pipeline confirm the Republican Fox News lie about Keystone XL jobs. The Italian cruise ship crash, now threatening to become an environmental disaster. Nigeria's newest offshore oil catastrophe, plus...
We do not have any coastal or shoreside infrastructure. We do not have a seasonal base to even hangar our aircraft or to sustain our crews.
Nonetheless, it's full speed ahead for drilling in the Arctic.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
One thing, sure, you got to remember about greens is that they love animals, but they hate people.
No, we don't. We just hate liars. Jonathan Hoenig of Fox News, you're a liar. But this is your Green News Report. Okay, Des, a tragic situation over the weekend in Europe in this Costa Concordia disaster, but there may also be environmental concerns about the story as well.
Yes, the Costa Concordia cruise ship crash off the Italian coast over the weekend that has already left 11 confirmed dead, dozens still missing, now also threatens to become an environmental disaster as well because the ship was just hours into its voyage at the time of the crash. It was fully loaded with thousands of tons of fuel, which officials warn of appears to be already leaking into the marine sanctuary where the massive ship is now precariously resting on an undersea ledge. We'll have more as that situation develops. But now there are also now two offshore disasters in Nigeria, just weeks after 1.6 million barrels of oil spilled from an undersea pipeline off the coast of Nigeria. Oil giant Chevron announced on Tuesday that two workers are still missing after an explosion and fire engulfed a drilling rig in flames off the coast of Nigeria. Chevron officials say it appears that the fire was caused by a gas kick, a massive plume of natural gas rushing up through the drill pipe, the same cause of the explosion aboard the doomed Deepwater Horizon drilling rig that killed 11 men and caused the BP oil disaster in the Gulf 2 years ago. Meanwhile, deadly riots in Nigeria are subsiding after President Goodluck Jonathan announced on Monday... Yes, that is his name, Goodluck Jonathan, announced on Monday that the government would restore partial fuel subsidies for its citizens. The riots began after the government abruptly canceled all fuel subsidies on New Year's Day, putting the price of gasoline well beyond the reach of the majority of Nigerians.
And it led to riots that started to look like Mad Max out there in Nigeria.
Yes, and it appears that Occupy Nigeria operations have succeeded in getting action from the government.
Occupy operations seem to work everywhere, but here in the U.S. Go figure.
Rescue for Nome. A Russian fuel supply ship has finally reached the snowbound town of Nome, Alaska, which has been trapped and running dangerously low on fuel since last November, when a massive historic Arctic hurricane prevented the town from receiving its final pre-winter fuel delivery in what is turning out to be a record winter in Alaska. Despite the situation in Nome demonstrating yet again the difficulties of operating in the harsh extremes of the Arctic, offshore oil and gas drilling is rushing full speed ahead. Oil giant Royal Dutch Shell last week cleared another bureaucratic environmental hurdle to drilling in the Arctic. A federal panel rejected challenges by Alaskan tribes and environmental groups seeking to block Shell from receiving Clean Air Act permits. Arctic drilling is scheduled to begin this summer.
Also, as I recall, the U.S. Coast Guard was against the oil drilling in the Arctic. Weren't they saying that they
And still are. They only have one icebreaker ship, and it's currently being used.
Well, let's ignore them and listen to the companies. What could possibly go wrong?
Claims by Republicans and their media echo chamber that the Keystone XL pipeline will create 20,000 jobs or more.
Claims like this.
The Keystone project would generate 20,000 immediate jobs.
It would create at least 50,000 jobs.
In total, about 118,000 indirect jobs.
120,000 jobs. Some estimates. It could provide up to a million new high-paying jobs.
20,000 to a million new high-paying jobs, according to Fox News. You're saying that is inaccurate?
Yeah, not so much. At least if you ask the vice president of TransCanada, the company that wants to build the pipeline, here in an interview by CNN.
You know, the numbers are, you know, literally pummy technicians and such on down the line. So they're probably looking at the field from Montana to Houston, I don't mean the hundreds, certainly not in the thousands, because those are construction jobs.
So Fox and the Republicans say 20,000 to a million jobs, but the actual owners of the pipeline say a few hundred at best.
That's right. And as the Natural Resources Defense Council points out, these inflated job claims are actually a bait and switch to distract attention from the fact that the Keystone XL pipeline would actually be an export pipeline, enabling Canada to ship oil to China, resulting in higher gas prices for America.
So very few jobs, and it won't even give us that energy independence from foreign oil that all the Republican candidates have been talking about in arguing for this pipeline?
That's right.
Wow, I'm starting to think that they're a bunch of liars, too. For more on all of the stories we covered today and those we did not have time for, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. While you're there, please consider a donation to help sponsor the Green News Report so that we can keep telling the truth over your public airwaves. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Friends, and just a little while after Brad Friedman and Desi Doyen recorded that edition of the Green News Report, we got some great news. We may be getting a no on Keystone.